All right. How you guys doing? You still hanging in there? Hey, I got a question for you guys. Are you guys being blessed today or what? Yeah? Right on. Right on. It's a joy. It's an honor to be hanging out with Familia today. Not just singing songs, but, you know, also being fed and hanging out, enjoying the fellowship with the family here. I hope you guys are blessed. Continue to be blessed as we can enter this time of worship and this time of praise and this session that's taking place right now. Father, we thank you, God. We ask you to please open our eyes. Open the eyes of our hearts today. Father, may we hear your word. May we receive it. Father, not just intellectually, but in our hearts as well tonight, or this morning, rather, this afternoon. What time is it? Afternoon. So we love you, God, and we thank you for all you're going to do. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're doing right now. In Jesus' precious name, the brother said, amen. Let's worship you. Worshiping the King of Beers, and today I worship my King of Kings. Amen. I sing for him, give it all back to him. And you know, whether you're a doctor or you're a ditch digger or you're somewhere in between today. If you do it for the glory of this world and for the purpose of this world, you'll have your paycheck, you'll have your happy times, but you will not have an eternal purpose to your life. Whatever you do, if you do it unto Jesus, you will notice that you have an eternal perspective. You'll have an eternal purpose and drive to what you're doing. And it will not be about the paycheck. I don't care how much you make or little you make. If you do it for Christ, you will have true joy. You will have satisfaction for what you're doing. This I know from experience. I've had a little bit, I've had a little bit more, and I've had nothing. And I know that if I do it for the world, enjoy it for the short season that it is. But if you do it for Christ, hold on. It will never end. Amen? Amen. Here we go. And all the things that you're even capable of doing, even as a Christian, you know, we sanctify the flesh, we dedicate the flesh, but at the end of the day, it's still flesh. I have a daughter who's in college now, And my baby girl just yesterday was at home playing with her Barbie dolls. It seems like yesterday. And if you wanna know if your flesh is still alive, have a college-age baby girl and see how these thugs on campus look at your baby girl, and you'll realize your flesh is very much alive still. And but I know what I'm capable of. I know that I can say to somebody, hey man, I forgive you. You know, but the bottom line is I can even say I forget about it and it's over. It's water under the bridge, bro. But I know that I'm gonna still remember what you did. And I still may have the tendency to even have bad thoughts towards you because I'm human. But I know that when God says in his word that as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sin from you. I know that he can do that with a non-human kind of love, a non-human kind of forgiveness. I want you to know that if you've given your sin to Christ, if you've given whatever you've done to him for forgiveness, not only has he forgiven you of your sin, but he has forgotten. Because as far as the east is from the west, so far as all the tonterías that I've done in my life, if not for the grace of God, amen? I don't know where I'd be. So unworthy, so unmerited, but he has forgiven me. Walk in the newness of Jesus today. In Jesus' name I pray. That's what this song says.
Mercy be on measure, my debt you've
Whether you stole a toothpick from a restaurant that did not belong to you, or a paperclip from the office, or you took a man's life, or anywhere in between, there is no sin too great that God can forgive you for. His grace is sufficient. The work on the cross is perfect. It is complete. And your salvation is rest assured in Christ Jesus. There's no religion, there's no tradition, there's no man rules, regulations you can follow to make you more saved. I look at the thief on the cross. He said one thing to Jesus. He didn't have time to go put on Christian music in the CD player. He didn't have time to go be religious and go to church attendance. He didn't have time for any of that stuff. He just simply said, Jesus, Lord God, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. I believe everything else is just a byproduct of the Christian, not the other way around. The fruit doesn't determine you necessarily, but your faith in Christ first, and then the fruit will follow naturally. Walk in Him today, familia. Call on Him to be your Lord. Call on Him to be your Savior. Classic and oldie but a goodie. These are all oldie but goodies. We're bringing it all back. Our music's available on 8-tracks out there and on vinyl. Shine the MP3s. Digital. It's all good stuff. Actually, I use the digital world very much with my music nowadays. It has been a great tool in many ways, but there's just something about that sound of 30 inches per second on reel-to-reel tape that translates into some beautiful sounding records. Of course, I'm getting old, and that's what all old people are supposed to say. But make sure, if you ever see me with one of those t-shirts that says Old Guys Rule, just shoot me, dude. Give me the key to the next song. Oh, let's see if you remember this song. Let's do a little practice run here. When I say, let the glory of the Lord, I want to hear you say, rise upon us. A little practice. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. That's pretty good. I hear him. He's got a nice loud voice. Let's try one more for me. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. All right, the brothers are ready. Thank you. trunk. Some bongos or something. Alright, church choir, here we go!
Such a blessing for this conference to have two or more here. It's been a joy. Well, maybe.